You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Hello and welcome. I hope you are doing absolutely amazing. So, diamonds. I want to talk about diamonds this week's Parsha Shmini. I want to bring out a lesson, an idea, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. So diamonds are the hardest substance known to man. We haven't tested or asked the aliens yet. We don't know. But known to man, diamonds are the hardest substance on earth. You could look up scientifically the covalent bonds, how they form in like this 3D configuration. It makes them so strong, and you can't, the only way to scratch a diamond is with another diamond. It's incredible. You know, the Baal Shem Tov famously said, it's not so famous. It's famous if you know it. It's not so famous if you don't know it. If you say it's famous and people don't know it, then it makes them feel bad. I apologize for saying it's famous. The Baal Shem Tov says something. The Baal Shem Tov says that every yid is a diamond because a Jew possesses the natural qualities of a diamond in three different ways. A yid is hard and determined, right? We're like the stiff-necked people. Right? Number two, we're unconquerable in our deep belief in Hashem deep down. And number three, we have this inborn Jewish trait and these qualities. We shine like a diamond. So diamonds have this quality that, first of all, they're horrible at conducting electricity. Yet, shockingly and interestingly enough, they give off a certain natural light to them, the way they refract and they reflect, and it's unbelievable. So they have like this natural, inborn, innate light that it gives off. And what's more classic is, like we mentioned, that it's unconquerable. A diamond is so strong, it's the hardest substance known to man. So it's powerful when the Baal Shem Tov tells us every yid is like that diamond. You know, the Lubavitch Rebbe took this to another level. It was relatively, you know, it happened to be that he would stand for 4, 5, 6, sometimes 8 hours. He was well into his 90s, and he would stand up on those classic Sundays when he'd give those Sunday dollars, where thousands of men, women, and children would come, and the Rebbe would give each one a dollar. And somebody once asked Rebbe, "How do you do it? How do you not tire? How do you stand for so long?" And just how do you do it? If I was the one, I was standing up for so long, I would feel like collapsing after who knows how. How do you do it for so long? And the Rebbe said, "Kol Yehudi hu kemo yahalom be'enai," because every Jew is a diamond in my eyes, and you don't get tired when you count diamonds. Right? The Rebbe has such a strong point. If you're in the middle of counting diamonds, you're not going to fall asleep. It could be 3 a.m. and you haven't slept in 2 days because you're counting all the time. You're not going to fall asleep. So the Rebbe, even into his late 90s, he was able to stand for 8 hours on end, because each Jew that came, he looked at them. They were like a diamond, kimo yahalom. Kimo yahalom be'enai, like a diamond in my eye. By the way, I don't know. The Rebbe probably said this in Yiddish. I'm just saying, if you look up this story and you see the Hebrew variation, the Hebrew phrase of what the Rebbe said is kol Yehudi hu kimo yahalom be'enai, which is Gematria 396, happens to be the same as Neshama. Neshama is 395, and Makol is 396. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. It's just interesting. You know, obviously, what is the preciousness? What is that diamond quality that the Baal Shem Tov saw, that Lubavitch Rebbe saw? It's the neshama of a yid. It's unconquerable. It's a part of us that's unconquerable. It's a part of us that's so strong. It's the hardest substance known to man. Yes, in the physical realm, but certainly in the spiritual realm as well. And as yidden, as Jews, it's important for us to know that, to realize that, to think about it, to contemplate that, to revel in that, and to appreciate that. You know, I want to share with you something interesting. So where's the source for the diamond? Where does it come from, the diamond in the Torah? Okay, so it goes, you have to look in Parshas Tetzaveh. The word, by the way, for diamond in modern Hebrew, Yahalom, okay, arguably, is it does it mean diamond? It definitely is has a connotation of a precious stone. So where's the source for it? Nine times throughout Tanakh, it mentions this root word, hey, lamed men, which can either mean pressure, it can mean pounding, it can mean a heavy blow, it can mean underdeveloped, it can mean hither, thither, it can mean a precious stone, it can mean intoxicated. And it's all fascinating. In the Torah, in Parshas Tetzaveh, Exodus 28, Pasuk Yudches 18, that's the source. So the Pasuk says like this, it's talking about the Choshen. Ve'hatur Hasheni on the second row is Nofach, who is turquoise, Sapir, there was sapphire, V'yahalom. What is that? Yahalom. So we're translating as diamonds. You might look at other Peshatim. You might look in Rabbeinu Bechaya, and yes, he'll say pearls. You might look in other sources. It might look to be amethyst, maybe jasper, pearls. Be it what it is, we're going to go with the approach of the diamond. Where am I getting that from? Check out the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel in Tetzaveh 6 says, V'yahalom hoya even holemes kol ha'avanim. The Yahalom, it was a stone that was holemes kol ha'avanim. I don't know what holemes means exactly. Based on the root word halem, which means pressure and pound, what I understood from this Abarbanel was that the yalom is a stone that holemes, it can provide force, it can pound, it can beat out any other stone, umishabartan, and it breaks them. Like we said, the diamond is the hardest substance known to man. Oh, so where am I getting diamond from? Look at the Abarbanel. He's the one who says it in black and white. V'hi lo sishbar. It itself doesn't get broken, the stone. L'rov choma, even by abundance of heat. U'belaz nikra diamanti. In Laz, in our language, it's called diamanti. You know what a diamanti is? A diamanti is a diamond. And it's fascinating how he spells it, Dalet Yud Aleph Mem Aleph Nun Tes Yud. It's a diamond. It's fascinating. Like, how are you going to spell a diamond in Hebrew? But that's how he does it. So he says the Yalom is the diamond. Again, you can look up the Rabbeinu Chai, you can look up others. It seems like Ibn Ezra also is alluding to this as a diamond as well, because he seems to say it's the hardest of all stones, which would be the diamond. So going with this approach of the Abarbanel, this word Vayahalom, it's the only time it appears again in Shemos, but it says the same word Vayahalom. Only time in the Torah that it says this. So it's interesting. Vayahalom, let's understand it as a diamond. This is the source for the diamond in the Torah. The Me'a Shiloh, the Rebbe of Ishbitz, says something amazing about the diamond. He says, V'yahalom, hu neged shevet zivulun. So the Yahalom, every stone on the Choshen was connected a different tribe. The Yahalom was connected zivulun. Ki Yahalom heim osios yudhei halom. The letters of Yahalom are the letters of yudke, which is Hashem. Halom means hither, meaning he's here. Hashem is wherever I am. That was the mindset of Zevulun. Ki hu boteach she'Hashem yisparach ito, because he had faith and he had trust that Hashem was with him. Bechol ha'anyanim shehu, wherever he was. The Zevulun, the Me'a Shiloh says this elsewhere in volume 2 in Tetzaveh. He says that the Yahalom is Osios, the same letters as Lehayam, by the sea. Zevulun was the tribe. His chelak was by the Yam. They would have the ships, right? They're represented by the ship. So what's interesting, most people, when it comes to water, they get afraid from it. Zevulun ha'yechalku b'yam k'mo b'yabash. Look at this. Most people, when they think about the water, it gives them like anxiety. People get nervous about the water, but because it's not their natural place to be, and there's the waves and there's the storms and all the things that it takes away one's yishuv hadas. But Zevulun, it's so much emuna in Hashem that the water to them was kilu dry land. There was no There was really no difference. The dry land and water was like all the same to them. They had so much emuna and faith in Hashem. Wherever Hashem, it doesn't matter. It might be difficult. It might be storms. There might be ways. But call, hello, Hashem is here. Wherever I am, it doesn't matter. Hashem is there. And we can understand this in the realm of a diamond, of understanding this unconquerability that is our neshama, which is that diamond, that preciousness that the Baal Shem Tov saw, that the Lubavitch Rebbe saw. It's the diamond within each and every one of us. You know, sometimes the diamond, it doesn't just come up as a pretty gorgeous diamond. It's covered in garbage and in coal and in mud, and then you have to excavate it, and it takes a tremendous amount of time and a tremendous amount of expertise and refinement, and there's so much avoda that goes into it. But deep down at its core, that diamond is so precious, it's so real. And a person can sin and he can falter and he can make mistakes. At the end of the day, deep down, there's a part of us that is unconquerable. There's a part of us that is so hard. There's a part of us that is the hardest substance known to man and the hardest substance known to Hashem. It's so hard. You can't. It's the neshama of the yid. It's the kol yehudi hu kimo yahalom be'enai. It's the neshama. Like we said, it's the same gematria, 396. It's so precious and so valuable. You know, connecting this idea of the diamonds to the parsha. So it's interesting. This week's parsha is Parsha Shmini. Shmini, right? It's known. Well, why don't we about the Shmini is the eighth day of the inauguration. I mean, it's really a continuation from last week's parsha. Why is there the split? Why is the separation? It's because one of the ideas is that the eight has to be in its own realm. You can look in the Lubavitch Rebbe says this so well. Eight has to be in its own thing because eight is l'mayla min ha'teva. You know, the neshama is in the realm of eight. In fact, the word for eight in Hebrew is shmona. When rearranged, the same exact letter spells what? Neshama. The neshama is in the realm of shmona. It's l'mayla min ha'teva. And everything contained in this week's Parsha Shmini has this allusion, has a connection to the diamond. First of all, it's called Shmini, which represents eight, which is Shmona, which is Neshama. And like we said, the Yahalom, the diamond, represents the fact that every Yid is a diamond. There's a preciousness, there's a value in each and every one of us. And if you go throughout, you know what's fascinating? This week's Parsha contains the passing away of Nadav and Avihu. You know what Rashi brings down why they died? One of the reasons is because they were intoxicated with wine. Fascinatingly enough, if you look, the pasuk in Isaiah in 28, Yeshaya, it says, Halume yayin, intoxicated with wine. Halume, that same shoresh, halum, he lam and mem, which means the diamond, which means the stone, which means to pound, which means... It also means intoxication with wine. So isn't it interesting in our parsha we have this allusion to it? You see, one of their mistakes of Nadav and Avihu was that they didn't value their own preciousness to a full extent, that they wanted to do more, something that was not commanded of them, and they were trying to do something that was out of their diamond, that was out of their prism, that was out of their facet. You know, a diamond is covered in facets. The most classic diamond is the brilliant diamond, the round shape, which has 58 facets. It's interesting. We know there are Shivim Panim Ultera, 70 facets to Torah. There is one diamond cut that has 70 facets, 70 sides, and that is the radiant. That's like the square one. So maybe there's a connection, maybe not. I don't know if there's a real connection that was only discovered in the 1970s. Who knows? Either way. So, you know... So on a certain level, this intoxication of wine was like a lack of focusing on the purity and the specialness of your diamond, of your unique diamond. And that on some level was the mistake of Nadav and Avihu. And certainly in this week's parsha contains all of the laws of that which you could eat and that which you cannot eat, laws of kashrus. And it really all comes down to what the psukim say at the end of the parsha. This whole idea, what is parsha, kosher, not kosher, what's this whole idea? And it really sums it up at the end of the parsha. We say, Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem me'aretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem who elevated you. I elevated you from out of Egypt. Lios lechem le'ilohim, to be your God. By the way, the word Elohim, God, also is related to, has the word Yahalom in there as well, just by the way. V'isim kedoshim, and you shall be kedoshim, you shall be holy. This is in 1145, Yud Aleph Mem Hei, the end of Parsha Shmini. You shall be holy, ki kadoshani, for I am holy. We have an neshama that's so precious and so holy and so pure. So yes, when we eat pig, we might not be able to sense it right away. We might not, because we're covered in so much But deep, deep down, that neshama that we have, that holiness that's deep within, it recognizes, eat this and don't eat. There's something that you have to have a special, unique diet because you are so kadosh, because you're so holy, because you are a yahaloim, you are a diamond, and therefore you have to have a proper diet. You can't just treat it. You can't just take a diamond and treat it however you want. It has to be. It's worn by royalty. It's worn by royalty. It's the crown jewel. Literally, it's the diamond that's in the center of the crown. You know, it's interesting that Rashi brings this in a different parsha. I don't remember which parsha it is. He brings down about the fact that the land will spit out the bad, spit out the tummy, spit out the negative. And the mashal he gives with is a ben melech who served food that's like beneath his dignity. He spits it out, he throws it up, he's not used to it. So this whole idea of kashrus, it's because we are ben melech, we have that crown jewel, we're diamonds, and therefore we have to be subject to certain dietary laws that are different than everybody else, ki kadosh, because we're so holy. You know, on this topic of being holy, the Chassam Sofer says something interesting. He says, the Torah says, Viskadashtim, you shall make yourselves holy. Kloimar, says the Chassam Sofer, Maridika thing. Kloimar, Osa Atzmo Ke'ilu Hu Kadosh. Even if you're not feeling it, make yourself Ke'ilu Kadosh, as if you are holy, Aval Eino Osa Lishma, even though it's not Lishma. And we call Makom Yisem Kadoshim. And then you will become holy. The Osik Shloshma, someone who's involved, even something that's not Lishma, Mitoch Kach Ba Lishma, it's going to end up being Lishma. So it's an interesting idea. Even if someone's not feeling it, quote unquote, pretend. But like we're saying, it's not really pretend. Don't, this idea of pretending to be Kaddish, doing Kaddish things, because deep down, really, we are so Kaddish. We all have that diamond. You know, to kind of cap it off, I thought it was fascinating, quite mysterious, quite amazing, actually, that the number of psukim in this week's parsha, Parsha Shmini, is 91. You know that word, vayahalom, that we mentioned is the source of this diamond? That word in the Torah, vayahalom, is gematria 91. This is the Parsha Shmini, the Parsha of that Shmini, that's the L'mayla min HaTeva, the none of the Aviyo, that they mistakenly took it. They were intoxicated, halumeyayin. They were intoxicated. They didn't value the preciousness of their own diamond. They wanted something more that was not theirs. They weren't focused on their own facet. They were focused on something else, on trying to do more than, right? And then the whole idea of kashrus, of having this dietary laws, and realizing that we are so kadosh, we are so precious. It's 91 psukim corresponding perhaps to vayahalom, to that diamond. And, you know, just to prove that this parsha is one of the most central, you know, ideas and values systems that's contained in this week's parsha. It contains the very center of words, of words that, right, it's pointed out. Darash Darash is the center of words in this week's parsha. Darash Darash, to expound and expound further. And that's the idea of a yid, to expound and expound more. That's the essence of a diamond, right? Darash Darash is that you could look at a diamond from this angle and you could see something else so totally different from that angle. There's so many different facets and so many different angles, and each person has so many different dimensions and nuances to them. And we can be utilized in so many different ways, and we could be so, we could be a family-oriented person and work and learning, and we could have so many different parts of us, yet they could all be so regulated and so connected to that kedusha of who and what we are. We're like that diamond. There's so many facets to who and what we are, each of us in an individual way, Klal Yisrael from a communal perspective, and the world at large. When we look at others, we have to see them as a diamond. And there's different facets and elements to them that make them, that make them unique, and that make them so special. And then looking inward, we can look at ourselves in that same way, as a diamond, like the Baal Shem Tov said, like the Lubavitch Rebbe saw in each person who came to visit him. Let's see ourselves as diamonds. Let's see others as diamonds. Let's see the value in others. Let's see the value in ourselves. Hashem should give us the wherewithal to be able to do that. Hatzlacha Rabbah, good luck. It might not be the easiest thing, but it's the greatest thing that we can try to do. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Let's work on this. Wishing you an incredible rest of your week, a good Shabbos Parshas Shmini. and a Shabbos Parsha Sachedesh. Tzlacha Rabba. We'll see you next week. Thank you and all the best. Just a reminder, if you haven't gotten a copy of Ready, Set, Grow, please reach out to me, RabbiStrumO@gmail.com, or you could buy it on Mosaica Press's website, or you could look in your local farm store. In addition, if you would like to join the Torah Sparks WhatsApp chat, we post a couple times a week some write-ups and some infographics and some inspirational content, Jewish Torah content. Please reach out to me and I will provide you with a link to join the Torah Sparks WhatsApp chat. All the best. We'll see you next time.